From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Planting coral reefs could benefit coastal economies. Indonesia condemns terror attack in Nice. Now the news in details. Maritime Affairs and Fishery Minister Edi Prabowo has said that planting a coral or coral reef is equivalent to planting 20 trees and can support efforts to improve the economy in the nation's coastal areas. Minister Prabowo, in a statement received by Antara News Agency on Friday, stated that planting corals also adds bargaining power to the world, that by building coral, Indonesia also built towards a cool climate in Indonesia. He also said this is because planting one coral is equivalent to planting 20 trees. He believes coral or coral reef restoration could prove useful in efforts to improve the economy in coastal areas and is in line with the National Economy Recovery or PEN program. Indonesia has denounced the terror attack in Nice City, France, resulting in the death of 3 people and injuries to several others. As quoted by Antara News Agency, the Indonesian Foreign Ministry of Affairs noted in a written statement released on Friday that Indonesia offers its deep sympathy and sorrow to the victims and bereaved families. In response to the attack, the Indonesian Embassy in Paris and the Indonesian Consulate General in Marseille will soon coordinate with local authorities and Indonesian Citizen Association, including the Indonesian Students Association PPI, to ascertain their condition. Labor unions have lambasted Manpower Minister Ida Fauzia for leaving the minimum wage unchanged for 2021, accusing her of siding with businesses over workers. As reported by JakartaPost.com, the workers called on President Joko Widodo on Friday to instruct IDA to revoke a newly issued circular letter that announced there would be no increase to the minimum wage. They called the policy unfair, given that at least 11 business sectors were not affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, such as energy, electronics, and pharmaceuticals. Ridwan Hatam Aziz, Secretary General of the Indonesian Metal Workers Union (FSPMI), said in a virtual meeting on Friday that Ida Fauzia is not the Manpower Minister, but the Minister of Apindo or the Indonesian Employers Association or the Businessmen's Minister. Meanwhile, Confederation of Indonesian Workers Union (KSPI) Chairman Said Iqbal said the policy could not be applied equally to all business sector, even though there were sectors severely impacted by the pandemic, such as tourism, hotels, and airlines. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move on to the international news. President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden will barnstorm across battleground states in the American Midwest, where the coronavirus pandemic has exploded again as they head into the final weekend before Election Day on Tuesday. As quoted by Reuters.com, Trump will hold rallies on Friday in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota, while Biden has planned stops in Wisconsin and Minnesota, as well as Iowa, on his busiest day of campaigning yet. Michigan and Wisconsin were two of the 3 historical Democratic industrial states, along with Pennsylvania, that narrowly voted for the Republican Trump in 2016, delivering him an upset victory. Minnesota, which has not voted for a Republican presidential candidate since 1972, is one of the few Democratic states that Trump is trying to flip this year. 14 people were killed in Turkey and Greece after a strong earthquake struck the Aegean Sea on Friday, bringing buildings crashing down and setting off tidal waves which slams into coastal areas and island. As reported by Reuters.com, people ran onto streets in panic in the Turkish city of Izmir, witnesses said, after the quake struck with a magnitude of up to 7.0 Richter scale. Neighborhoods were deluged with surging seawater which swept debris inland and left fish stranded as it receded. Turkey's Disaster and Emergency Management Presidency's AFAD stated 12 people died, one due to drowning, while 607 people were injured. On the Greek island of Samos, two teenagers, a boy and a girl, were found dead in an area where all wall had collapsed. AFAD also noted search and rescue operation continued at 17 collapsed or damaged buildings in Izmir. Australia must prepare for an alarming future of simultaneous and worsening natural disasters, says a long-awaited report into the country's bushfires. As quoted by BBC.com, a Royal Commission's inquiry examined Australia's Black Summer bushfires of 2019-2020, which ravaged vast swaths of the nation, and other disasters. At least 33 people died in what was by many measures an unprecedented season. The report made more than 80 recommendations to the government. They included detailed proposals to improve national response efforts, tools, and climate data, among many other areas. According to the new official figures, the economies of the Eurozone bounced back in the third quarter of the year, as reported by BBC.com. The economic activity for the region of the whole was 12.7% higher than in the previous 3 months. But the growth was not enough to reverse the declines in the first half of 2020 due to the pandemic. The outlook for the end of the year is further weaknesses caused by a renewed surge in COVID-19 cases and tighter official restriction. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news from across the country. Let's start from an event that happens in Depok, West Java. The University of Indonesia through Makara Arts Center in collaboration with Soka Gakkai Indonesia held Gita Cita Pemuda Indonesia to commemorate the National Youth Pledge Day. This event was packaged in the form of art performances and national dialogues on Wednesday that could be watched virtually through the Makara Arts Center social media accounts. The Youth Pledge commemoration was opened by the University of Indonesia Vice Chancellor for Academic and Students Affairs, Professor Abdul Haris, and Soka Gakkai Indonesia Chairman Peter Nurhan. Next news comes from Magelang, Central Java. The Magelang District Health Office in Central Java Province randomly tested COVID-19 on visitors to Borobudur Temple in an effort to reduce the risk of transmission of the coronavirus during the long weekend when the number increased. Head of Magelang District Health Office Retno Indria Stuti in Magelang said last Wednesday that from Wednesday to Sunday, the health office would randomly check visitors to Borobudur using a rapid diagnostic test to detect the transmission of SARS-CoV-2, the coronavirus that causes COVID-19. If the result of the examination show that there are visitors who are indicated to have contracted the coronavirus, the health office will carry out further checks on the visitors concerned to determine whether he has COVID-19. Retno said, the tests to detect the transmission of the coronavirus were targeted to cover around 10% of the average number of visitors to the Borobudur Temple tourist complex of around 1,500 people. News comes from Aceh Province. Two students from Aceh won silver medals in the Macau Innovation and Invention Expo MIIEX 2020 competition in the field of scientist algorithm, followed by participants from 160 countries. Oka Hasana Agustiani and Rafa Stinka Renjani research gukop, or liquid sugar from coffee's cherry mucilage, as an alternative to prevent diabetes. Head of the Senior High School Development Aceh Education Office, Zulkifli, last Tuesday said, "The research was conducted because based on data from the Central Aceh District Health Office, the diabetic cases in the area are increasing every year. So it is necessary to conduct an assessment of sugar substitutes that are low in glucose." Listener, that was news from across the country. I'm Nuka Kusmawati. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History. Let's start from an event on October 31, 1984, when Indian Prime Minister Indira Gandhi was killed. Indira Gandhi was an Indian Prime Minister from 1966 to 1977 and continued in 1980 until he was killed on October 31, 1984. He was shot by his two bodyguards who embraced Sikhism. The action was triggered by his instruction to the army to attack Golden Temple in Punjab. The temple was the headquarters for Sikhs who wanted Punjab as their country. To honor Indira Gandhi, now his name is memorized as one of airports in New Delhi. Next event is that in 2003, Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad resigned after 22 years in power. October 31, 2003 became the last day for Mahathir Mohamad, who was in power in Malaysia. He entrusted the mandate to Deputy Prime Minister Abdullah Badawi to continue the government. Badawi led Malaysia until the general election was held. Dr. Mahathir is considered to have contributed to transforming Malaysia from a remote country to a developed country in the industrial sector. He has made major changes since Malaysia became independent in 1957. However, his government's era could not be separated with controversy. He was criticized as an authoritarian leader, especially related to the dismissal and arrest of his deputy prime minister at that time, Anwar Ibrahim. The last event is about World City Day. In 2013, the Resolution No. 68 of the General Assembly of the United Nations determined October 31st as the World City Day, which aims to encourage the international community to think about urban issues, encourage cooperation among countries in seizing opportunities and handle the challenges of urbanization, and support sustainable urban development around the world. The day has been commemorated since 2014. The emphasis on cities is because at the time, almost half of the world's population lived in urban areas. Listener, that was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusmawati. Thank you for listening.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng chue pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩, 保护我.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Förhindrande de übertragung skete det COVID-19 virus, du riktiges tragen von maske. Mein maske schützt dich, deine maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
To the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia Today on Telkom launches See Today News Channel. To coincide with the commemoration of the Youth Pledge Day, October 28, Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Erick Thohir and Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Wisnu Tambakusubandyo conducted a soft launching and witnessed the premiere of the English-language news channel Southeast Asia Today, or SEA Today, in Jakarta on Wednesday. Also attending the event was President Director of PT Telkom Indonesia, Riri Adriansyah. On that occasion, Riri Adriansyah explained, SEA Today is part of Telkom's group efforts through its subsidiary, MD Media, in expanding its business, especially digital content providers. Riri hopes that SEA Today can become a channel that brings Indonesia's name to the world, providing news that is not only fast, but also precise and accurate. Riri also explained that SEA Today's plan to be distributed abroad through partnership with international media in 10 countries, including the United States, Britain, and South Korea. In the future, Telkom will open opportunities for cooperation with content providers in order to enrich and improve the quality of content, including media partners, to expand its reach. Meanwhile, in his speech, Minister Erick Thohir appreciated Telkom's support through the presence of SEA Today. He said it is time for Indonesia to convey the true news about Indonesia to the world. It is time for Indonesia to be seen by the world. The minister admitted that so far positive information about Indonesia was still lacking, so that the perception of the international community sometimes was not so good. Meanwhile, Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Wisnu Tambakusubandyo also conveyed the same thing. SEA Today is expected to be a new means of strengthening public communication about tourism and Indonesia creative economy to the international audiences. He hopes that this channel can be an extension of information about the potential of nature, culture, and the creative economy that can attract tourists and foreign investors. The challenge going forward is how the material is packaged into an attractive communication content to be conveyed. The first live broadcast was the SEA Morning Show. It is present every day from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Western Indonesia time. Served in English, the SEA Morning Show opens the morning with current events, live reports from the scene, talk shows, performances and features from Indonesia, Southeast Asia and the world. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Engkaulah cinta yang selalu bisa membuat diriku bahagia. Di sisimu aku merasa hidupku pun semakin sempurna. Janjiku takkan pernah ku lepas dirimu selamanya. Oh, baby 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 baby, I want you to know.
Kau kan selalu ada di sampingku.
customer service voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today I'd like to introduce you Kompiang cake that can be a souvenir when you visit or have vacation in East Nusa Tenggara, especially from the island of Flores, Manggarai. Every region in Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area, so must Manggarai. It has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai, Flores, is Kompiang cake. Kompiang cake is also known as Kompiang longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame. That is why this cake is called Kompiang longa. Listeners, Kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Kompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in the refrigerator. For each portion, Kompiang costs 1,000 rupiah. Well, listener, if you visit East Nusa Tenggara, especially Flores Island, please buy Kompiang cake as your souvenirs. We'll meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Kau catat keretaku tiba pukul 4 sore. Tak usah kau tanya, aku ceritakan nanti. Hei cantik, kemana saja? Tak ada berita, sedikit cerita. Tak ku baca lagi pesan di ujung. Jakarta muram kehilanganmu, terang lampu kota tak lagi sama. Sudah saatnya kau tengok puing yang tertinggal. Sampai kapan akan selalu berlari, hingga kini masih selalu ku nanti. Lagu lama ini.
cantik bawa aku jalan, jalan kaki saja menyusuri kota. Ceritakan semua ceritamu padaku. Ya Jakarta, diam kehilanganmu, bau wangi hujan tak lagi sama. Sudah saatnya kau jemput musik yang tertinggal. Sampai kapan aku kan bernyanyi sendiri? Hingga kini masih selalu menanti. Nanti terbawa lagi langkahku ke sana. Mantra apa entah yang istimewa. Ku percaya selalu ada sesuatu di Jogja. Dengar lagu lama ini katanya. Izinkan aku pulang ke kotamu. Ku percaya selalu ada sesuatu di Jogja. Ingat waktu itu ku bertanya, aku mau dengar jawabnya. Sana mantra apa entah yang istimewa. Ku percaya selalu ada sesuatu di Jogja. Dengar lagu lama ini katanya. Izinkan aku pulang ke kotamu. Ku percaya selalu ada sesuatu di Jogja.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia. Listener, Nagari Pariangan is an area located in Tanah Datar Regency, West Sumatra. It is known for its fertility and natural beauty on the slopes of Mount Marapi, precisely about 500 until 700 meters above sea level, which makes the air in Nagari Pariangan cool. Its extraordinary natural panorama makes Nagari Pariangan included in the list of the 5 most beautiful villages in the world by Budget Travel, with 4 other villages. Namely, Wangen Village in Switzerland, Ys in France, Niagara-on-the-Lake in Canada, and Chaski Krumlov in Czech. Nagari Pariangan is included in the list of the 5 most beautiful villages in the world because it still upholds cultural customs that are inherited from the villagers' ancestors. They assess that this village has succeeded in becoming a feature of West Sumatra's cultural identity, which is increasingly being erased. Nagari Pariangan not only keeps the beautiful scenery that spoils the eye, but also has a historical heritage that is still well preserved. One of them is a patch of rice fields at the end of the main village road, namely Sawah Gadang Satampang Baniah, which is a heritage site by the local community.
Mm-hmm.
even though it is hundreds of years old. Until now, the community and local government have maintained their ancestral cultural heritage as evidenced by local wisdom, which is still maintained today. The local wisdom and natural beauty possessed by Nagari Pariangan are the reasons why this village or area is included in the list of the most beautiful villages in the world. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today. Thank you for listening.
Mencoba mengerti ini. cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan guo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, ni de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, we are going to present you a keroncong song entitled Senandung Rindu. The song in the pop genre was composed by A. Rianto and popularized by Teti Kadi in 1967. Senandung Rindu tells about a memory song that has been sung together with his lover. It is an old song whose story occurs in daily life. Bruri Marantika re-sings the song with keroncong music. Well, listener, here is Bruri Marantika with a keroncong pop song entitled Senandung Rindu.
menyanyikan lagu ini.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Disaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Menemani
jejak dirimu jauh dari pelukan.
Selama jalan kekasih, kejarlah cita-cita.
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.